just kind of going into the top, we were talking about Kyrie Irving, who has been in a three-game shooting slump, and he doesn't care. Somebody texted us, Pete Shepard, if he can't get along with the Boston media, what makes anybody think he's going to get along with the Knicks media?
Forget the media aspect of it. This is about being a team player and just not getting it done. And I'm telling you, if you go back and look at that game last night, Eric Bledsoe outplayed him. Eric Bledsoe said there were moments in that game last night in the third quarter where he sensed he saw the Celtics dropping their heads. And know why they were dropping their heads? Because every time Kyrie took a shot, there was somebody else open for a better play, better position, and he kept throwing up bricks. That's why.
Brick City.
Not to mention Bledsoe was blocking shots. He was doing everything. It was ridiculous. This guy, it's mind-boggling, the numbers. I mean, it's been pure – it's one thing if he's open, and this guy is going out of his way to shoot poorly. For some reason, he thinks if he doesn't score 40, they can't win. They won without you last year. All right? I mean, you could be a tremendous asset to that team, but you got to be – you got to sacrifice a little bit more, Kyrie. You got to be smarter than that. You're not as smart a basketball player as you think you are. Not even close. You're not LeBron James. You never will be LeBron James.
Fact.
Nobody will be.
You need the other four Pistons around you firing, not to quote Norman Dale. From
LeBron Hoosiers. James Jr., I guess.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pistons, we were good once upon a time. So, all right.
No, just listen to this, Craig. Yeah. Kyrie Irving playoff career, okay?
Yeah.
2019 conference semis right now, 11%, 1-9 opponent against the Bucks. 2015 conference semis, 20%, 2-10 against the Bulls. 2019, this year against the Bucks, 22%, 2-9. And then 2017 first round, 22%, 2-9 against the Pacers.
Hmm.
He's got some terrible, terrible numbers.
Well, that leads me to the next thing I want to talk about as a topic. But first, Chris, you found the Paul Pierce sound from
game one. This was following game one.
It was a Celtics win. And then now they've lost the next three to the Milwaukee Bucks. There's Paul Pierce on ESPN.
As a team, I don't know where Milwaukee goes from here. Because
Whoa. Oh, so listen. Is this over?
No, listen. I think it's over.
This series is over.
Yeah, they
one
lost.
Game? You just said it and said that they could win an NBA championship.
Yeah, I did say that. But
one game.
I think styles make fights in boxing.
We know the style of both teams before the series started.
Yeah, but it just seemed like Milwaukee was the way better team throughout the regular season. But when I watched this today, if Giannis doesn't have a monster game and somebody else besides him doesn't step up, Boston is just going to out-talent them.
You know, and that part he might be right about, except for one thing.
Oh, no.
Giannis has had every game's been a monster game since game one. He's had three monster games in a
row.
Were,
if I remember correctly, there were three players in double figures, and that's it. And so if you go, okay, if Giannis doesn't have a monster game.
Giannis.
Giannis didn't have a monster
game. The soft G, like a hero.
Guy, and then another guy doesn't have a monster game, then they're down to one.
No,
that's
Chris,
the stupidest statement I've ever heard.
First of all, Chris Middleton is the one that's killed him, too. And even though, he was like the new Andrew Tony. I brought it up yesterday.
Paul Pierce said if Middleton and Giannis don't have a good game, then what do they have? Well, they only got one player in double figure. Yeah, that's true.
It was ridiculous after one game. And Chris Middleton, up till last night, was shooting 70% against the Celtics, more than any other player since Andrew Toney. They can't stop Giannis at all. I'm surprised he hasn't scored 100. They can't stop him. He shoots 99% in the paint. Nobody there. I'm screaming at the TV because I watch most of the Bruins, but I'm flipping back. Baines or somebody, knock him on his butt. I don't care.
He tried. He got an and one every time.
I know, but start at the free throw line. Push him. Do something.
408. Does a cough make a horse hoarse?
Of course.
And Beefaroni guy, since Country Horse developed a cough, do you think he's a little hoarse?
Beefarino.
I love it. All right, I have a question for both of you, and then I have the same question for the audience at 239-337-ESPN.
I bench Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving.
I bench him.
This is your...
Marcus Morris, 18 points and 14 rebounds last night. Guts!
Pete Shepard.
It was in...
This is your favorite team, the Celtics.
It's
your favorite team.
It's your favorite basketball team.
It's your favorite basketball team.
Marcus Smart. I don't care.
Kyrie Irving is on this team. You obviously hate him.
I do now.
I'm kind of curious if people out there have ever rooted for a team, but you had a guy that you hated.
What's really frustrating, he's liable to go out and have a triple-double on Wednesday.
And will you flip-flop and love him?
No, I won't, because it's if you watch what he did last night, or tried to do, mostly in the second half, it is so selfish. And he doesn't get it. He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. He doesn't see it. And I could just see Danny Ainge or Brad Stevens and the coaching staff going through the film with him today, going, hey, Kyrie, look, you got Hartford, you got Al coming off a screen over here. You got Hayward over here. You got other guys wide open, better shot selection. Stop shooting threes with 8 seconds left on the clock. I mean, there were 8 or 9 situations last night in the second half. All he could have made better decisions by giving up the ball. But he's too selfish to realize.